Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Zach, my name's Kevin Cash, owner of Miguel Cuddy's in Dayton, Ohio.
How you doing, Kevin?
Good, you?
I'm good, thanks.
I got a letter about some funding that might be available for us.
Sure.
I got a reservation code number here.
Perfect. Could you repeat that back to me, please, and then I can pull up the info that we have on your business.
Yeah, it's 2411.
Okay.
3401.
Got it.
0001.
All right.
5006.
All righty. One moment here.
Okay.
And is that with Buza Inc.?
Yes.
Okay. And one second here. Just want to confirm a little bit of information. Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's it. So first off, I'm sorry. We just got a new phone system 2 weeks ago. We've had a couple dropped calls here and there. Is there a good number, God forbid, if the call were to drop, that I could reach back out to you on?
Area code 937.
Okay.
436-0057.
Perfect. Thanks so much. I experienced one earlier today, and I didn't ask that, and I was freaking out. I couldn't get a hold of my customer again.
Okay.
All righty. So it looks like, are you still at the 1980 E Whip Road in Dayton, Ohio?
Yes.
Perfect. Yes, perfect. Sir. And the business classification, is it a proprietorship, a partnership, LLC, S-Corp?
Yes.
S or a C?
S.
Yes, perfect. Okay. So what you did receive was an offer for funding. If you let me know what you're looking to do, we do have a multitude of programs. I can guide you in the right direction and see if we could find a good fit to assist your business.
Okay. I was looking for, I got to re-coat the roofing roof.
Okay.
Had a couple of leaks, and I need to redo the parking lot, repave and seal it.
Gotcha. Okay. What would that set you back?
Oh, I think I got estimates, both in total, about $18,000.
Okay. And is this something you've been thinking about for a while? You're just kind of in the preliminary stages of, you know, seeing what would be the best options for you?
Yeah, just looking to see, you know, what's available out there without me, you know. I mean, I've been in business here 23 years.
Great. And, congratulations.
We, you know, I deal with Chase as been our bank since day one.
Mm-hmm.
And I got this in the mail. I thought, well, I'll call and see what this is all about.
Yeah, so we have, we do short-term loans, typically 3 months all the way up to 24, sometimes 36 months. And basically they're designed to help build the business, you know, and potentially get your return on investment or just, you know, get you some quick cash for as a bridge loan or to complete a quick project, that sort of thing. And they're actually based off cash flow of the business itself, off your gross annual sales. Would you happen to know what you did ballpark last year as far as sales were concerned?
What was it? I believe it is right at, you know, 900,000.
Okay.
925, somewhere in that area.
Perfect. Yeah, we definitely get you that, bring on that 18,000 for you. And it's in actually a very quick process as well. We just have a one-page application. We would look at 6 months of bank statements to verify cash flow, the first two pages of your most recent tax return just to verify sales, and we can turn around and have feedback for you in about 24 hours. If you do like the offer, after, you know, documents are signed, we can have funds wired into your account into another 48. So, you know, it's about a 4-day process total to get funds into your account if, you know, everything would work out for you and, you know, be beneficial for you.
Okay. So at 18,000, how far, let's say, how many months would you go out?
You know, that's a great question. Would you prefer a longer term, or was it something you'd want to, you know, just get paid off and then move on to your next project?
You know, obviously the longer term the better, you know.
Yeah.
Because we're coming into, you know, I mean, this is, you know, next couple of months will be a little slow, then it picks up again, you know, November and stuff. But,
okay.
I just wondered how many months you'd go out. Doesn't, you know.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of tough for me. For about 18,000, I would think that you probably go out, you know, 6 to 8, potentially 10 months.
Okay.
for that. But actually, with a good payment history, about 40% of the way through, we could extend the term for you. It's just a matter, we're a relationship-based bank. So just once a little bit of history is established, then you know things get a little more beneficial for our customers. So we could extend that term for you if you wanted.
Okay.
And also, I noticed that you, you had said that it's a slow time right now as well. You know, with the sales being about almost $1 million, we could potentially bring on upwards of, you know, $115,000 for you, if that would help through a slower time.
Oh, I don't need that much money now.
No,
I
mean, okay, okay.
Like I said, 18, 20 at the most would be fine. You know, if you just want to round it off to even 20, that'd be fine.
Sure. You know, it's a real simple process. I just want to just a couple more qualifying questions. Obviously, the cash flow is there to you know, help you out. How would you rate your personal credit? You know, above average, average, maybe?
It's average, I guess. I mean, my credit score is right at 700.
Okay, yeah, you know, that's about 10 points above the national average, so it's not bad at all. And then, obviously, there's not going to be a return on investment. This is just something that, needs to happen just because
right.
it's... Okay, no problem. So, again, you know, what I'd like to do is shoot you out the information that we need. What would be a good email address for you?
That's a good question. My computer blew up on me, and
oh no!
And what the heck is her email address? Obviously, I don't never send her anything because she. I really don't know. To be honest with you, I don't want to give you something that's wrong.
Yeah, how about I do this? How about I give you mine? You know, maybe later on this afternoon or perhaps Monday, just shoot me an email saying, hey, Zach, it's me. And then I can follow that up with an email with the documents that we would require to see what we make available. Would that work?
Okay. Yeah, let me give you a call Monday morning then, Zach, okay?
Yeah, and let me give you my direct dial here. Do you have a pen and paper handy?
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
It's 858 779 0426. And I am in the office.
Zach, right?
Yeah, ZACH.
Okay.
And then I get in the office at 6:30 Pacific Standard Time. I believe that'd be 9:30 your time. So if you want to give me a holler, you know, at then or at any time after that, I'll be more than happy to, you know, continue our conversation and see what we can do for you.
Okay, great. All righty. Thank you very much. I'll be calling you.
Absolutely. I appreciate your time today. Have a relaxing afternoon. Enjoy some football. And or tomorrow, enjoy some football. And we'll talk on Monday.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.